This is WMUK's West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans. Issues of race are never far from the center of the national conversation. Relations between minority communities and the police and the use of loaded racial language in politics are a couple of recent examples. The Racial Healing Initiative of the Society for History and Racial Equity is holding its summit on racism tomorrow at Kalamazoo Valley Community College. Donna Odom is executive director of the Society for History and Racial Equity, also known as SHARE. Donna Odom, thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
So for someone who has never been before, please tell me what happens at the Summit on Racism.
Yeah, well, it's actually changed over the years. We took over the summit in 2013. The YWCA had been doing it up to that time. And the first year we were, you know, very happy if we were going to get 50 people. We were very excited about it. And, you know, we had conversations on various aspects of housing, health, education, that kind of thing. And then, you know, we went over our number that year. Then in 2014 and 15, it just grew and grew. And so finally this year, we decided instead of a half day that we had in the past, we would have a full day. One of the things that people ask for a lot is just more time to talk. So we do have a plenary session in the morning that goes to 10:30. And then after that, people can break out into sessions, smaller breakout sessions. And those will actually go for 2 hours. In the afternoon, before the second breakout sessions, we'll have a networking lunch. And then in the afternoon, we'll repeat those same sessions so that people will have the opportunity, if they can do the full day, to do 2 actual breakout sessions.
What does that response tell you, that you have more people wanting to come to the Summit on Racism? It seems like every year you're getting a better response.
Yeah. Well, it's very encouraging because one of the things that we want to do is to help people become more comfortable talking about issues of race, to help them become more aware of what is happening around the country. Now, obviously, this year we have an even higher response because of recent events, and we expect to have a lot of people coming in, maybe a little despondent, maybe looking for answers. And, you know, we obviously don't have all the answers, but we hope that we can work together during the summit to come to some kind of some way of feeling as though we can go out and take action.
If somebody just heard us talking there and thinks, oh, my gosh, this place is going to be so packed, I won't be able to get in. I guess I'll find something else to do on Friday. What would you tell them?
I wouldn't discourage them. Because, as I said, the morning session that goes to 10:30, starts at 8:30, will have an opportunity for everybody. We have a very large room, holds over 400 people, and they'll be able to take part in that. There are 2 panels that will happen that morning. One is presenting some young people who are kind of our emerging leaders, we're calling them, and that session is hosted by the Kalamazoo Community Foundation. And then the second session is a session on racial equity and giving reports that various organizations have done on racial equity, including Kellogg Foundation, the Michigan Department of Civil Rights, and our own Lewis Walker Institute.
You say that you want to get people more comfortable talking about race. As you look back over time since the Summit on Racism started, maybe in particular when your group took it over, do you think that people have become more uncomfortable, not necessarily because of what you're doing, but just because of the events surrounding race and all that it encompasses?
Yeah. Well, what we say is that we want you to be comfortable feeling uncomfortable. And the idea is that we're talking about subjects that, don't make you feel warm and fuzzy. But we have to talk about them and we have to connect with one another. And that's one of our main goals, is to help people connect with one another. So it's not just the summit that helps us do that. We also have activities throughout the year that give people an opportunity to come and, share their stories and share their feelings about race and matters of race.
How important is it to be flexible when you're putting on something like this, that there can be events that happen, a week maybe before you're going to meet, and they seem like there's something that requires attention.
Yeah, it's important to be very flexible. And one of the things that we did this time was to actually send out a Survey Monkey pre-evaluation. And we shared the results of that with all of the moderators and facilitators. And hopefully, you know, they'll use that to inform their sessions.
What do people want to talk about? Can you give us an idea?
A couple of them were pretty strong. But most people just want to find a way that they can fit themselves into taking some kind of action, to doing something. And they want to feel like they can, you know, relate to other people better. And they want to help members of their family and other people reach that point as well.
Race is, of course, an ongoing story in America, an ongoing challenge. But yet, year to year, do you find that you are dealing with different things, that there are different subjects within the realm of race, which for one reason or another are maybe more on the public consciousness at that time?
Yeah. Well, definitely we've seen a real rise in the whole concern about police-community relations. You know, it's definitely something that has come up very recently. And just in the last couple of weeks, the last week, I guess we'd say, the whole subject of bullying in the schools, as a result of people feeling more emboldened, you know, kids feeling more emboldened to say things to people of other races or religions. So, yeah, that's become even more important.
This election obviously provides a lot of things to talk about. How do you do that in a way, to use your words, to make people feel comfortable being uncomfortable?
Well, first you have to, in my case, I've had a lot of my friends calling, and I think they're calling to hope that I can tell them something that's going to make them feel better. And my response has been, I've got nothing. But we are helping people in a way that what we try to do is help them tell their own stories, tell how they really feel, you know, express their feelings. And we use a set of what we call boundary markers. And those really encourage people to truly listen to one another, which often we don't do, and really try to connect with the other person in their feelings. We do that a lot with the retreats that we do. And the response that we've gotten is that it has helped people to be able to relate to folks on just a more human level rather than seeing the stereotype that they have of the other. So I think that helps.
I would think that someone who signs up and attends something called the Summit on Racism probably sees this a certain way. Are you also encouraging that person who attends the Summit on Racism to try to be open-minded when perhaps they're at Thanksgiving dinner and their relative, who may talk a bit like Archie Bunker does, for people who remember the show All in the Family back in the 70s, to try and at least listen with an open mind when that person is stating their opinion?
Yeah, absolutely. And we get a lot of people who come to our discussions and say, I've got a relative, you know, who? And, you know, we try to talk to them and help them think about how they can relate to that person. And you know, especially on Friday, we're going to be talking about, you know, just the idea of white allies. And one of our sessions is It Takes All of Us, White People and People of Color, in Alliance Against Racism. So the idea behind that is that people will really, when they see something, do something or say something. So if, you know, a very uncomfortable comment comes up at Thanksgiving dinner, that they won't sit there and be embarrassed like everybody else, but really kind of step up and say something that maybe helps folks think about what they're saying and what they're saying really means.
I suppose related to that, I wonder a little bit if the Summit on Racism and some of the regular meetings that you've been holding, is there a way to take that and reach a broader audience? Or are a lot of the people you're reaching, you know, maybe the problem the Democratic Party's having at the moment that they're facing, that you're wondering how to get that message to the broader community beyond people who, again, are already sort of on the side of being, you know, willing to stand up against racism.
Okay. Well, in the case on Friday, and I sent out an email to our moderators and facilitators and said exactly what you're saying. We often feel like we're preaching to the choir. Right now, that choir really needs a lot of rehearsing after what has happened. So we may on Friday be speaking to a lot of people who do feel the same way we do, but they need that encouragement. Once they have gotten beyond the way that they're feeling now, what we encourage people to do is step out, reach out, and try to bring someone else into the fold. You know, and I think a lot of people have been trying to do that. It's not easy, but you know, that is really what we encourage people to do.
If we are able to sit down again in about a year, what are some things that you would hope we might be talking about then, and maybe some things that have kind of at least faded into the background, if not been completely solved?
Well, I don't think it's going to be completely solved, but, you know, I'd like to feel like, you know, we have helped people to find ways that, you know, they can do something to help. You know, I've seen lots of lists all over the internet and articles talking about things that you can do. Volunteer. Talk to people. March, you know, do whatever you can. You know, we talked about different kinds of actions that people can do. And sometimes action just means writing a letter or, you know, just stepping outside of your comfort zone. Action doesn't always mean doing something really drastic. So I'm hoping that, you know, next year I'll be able to say, I've had a lot of people tell me that they were able to make a difference one way or another.
Donna Odom, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
Donna Odom is Executive Director of the Society for History and Racial Equity, or SHARE. SHARE's Racial Healing Initiative will hold the annual Summit on Racism tomorrow at Kalamazoo Valley Community College. You can find a link with more details at wmuk.org. This is WMUK's West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans.